Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter number 6. The Bible says in verse number 25, "She's therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Now this is where we come in. Amen. It's our faith that makes a difference. It's our faith that saves us. It's our faith that gives us that relationship with God. He said, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, nor what shall we drink, nor wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow." I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: first things first. Amen. First things first. As we look at this night, we realize that everything has a starting point. Everything has to have a starting point. We have to have somewhere to get started. In our Christian walk, we got a starting place. It's in Christ Jesus our Lord. When in our job place, we got a starting place where we start to fit in. Amen. In our home, we've got a starting place where we start to make a home. Everything we have, everything we do as humans and in humanity, we have a starting place. Amen. And the Lord will help us if we'll let Him, praise God. But He's there to help us. Amen. I praise God when we begin to realize that He is, and He's that one that'll give us the help and the hope that we need if we'll put our faith and trust in Him, because there's nothing that's impossible with God. Jesus said, "You can do nothing without me," but I'm glad Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Amen. I'm glad I don't have to trust me because I got Him. And I'm glad today I can put my faith and trust in Him, praise God, and He makes that difference. Because, praise God, we can't do everything that we'd like to do. Amen? We can't. We just don't have the ability to do everything we'd like to do. But I want to say tonight, each and every one of us, we can, you can, I can do something today. Amen? But you got to have a starting point. Amen? Listen, the suffering in this world that we have today, we can't alleviate all the suffering. We can't alleviate all the sorrow that's in this world. Amen. But we can share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. It'll give us hope that's above all that. Amen. The hope of the gospel, praise God, makes the difference. But in order to do that, praise God, we've got to realize that the Lord is speaking to our hearts. And He said, we've got to put some first things first. See, because God knows that we have needs. Amen. You've got needs. I got needs. We all have needs. We need to have food. We need to have clothing. We need to have a place to live, a place to sleep, a place to stay. We need to have a place of worship. Hello, amen. 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 We've got to have a place we come together, worship the Lord, Spirit, truth, where we fail not to assemble ourselves together, because some is, even so, the more as we see the approaching. We're seeing the approaching time, praise God. We need to be gathering together and worshiping God, Spirit, truth. We need to be looking for something, praise God. But in order to get what we need, we got to put first things first. Amen. When the Lord was beginning to deal with this, He said, "You know what you got to do? You got to put first things first, and you got to begin to realize where we are." He told the Pharisees, they were saying, "You know, we've got a bunch of religion." He said, "Well, you got to get the cup clean first." Amen. The inside of the cup's what makes a difference. He said, "It's not the outside of the cup that makes a difference, but it's the inside of the cup." Look at Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23, the Bible says this. In Matthew 23 and verse 23. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of men and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to have been done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." Now what you said, what it says in verse 25. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. He said, you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within you are full of extortion and excess. So he says, what's taking place? He said, you're trying to clean up the outside, and you're trying to look good on the outside, but the inside's filthy. Amen. I'm afraid what we have in the world today, we got a whole lot of folks that are trying to clean up the outside. We're trying to clean them up on the outside. A lot of places today are trying to clean us up on the outside, and the inside's filthy. Amen. You can clean out the outside all you want to. Praise God, that it's on the inside will creep out on you. Amen. It'll tell the tale on you before long. It'll come out on you, praise God, when you least expect it. Amen. He said that outer conduct is that versus that inward aims and, praise God, and motives that we have in this walk of life. Amen. That outward, praise God, that outward character, that outward conduct that we have, it's controlled, praise God. It's controlled by that innermost man. Amen. If that inner man's rotten, praise God, that outer man ain't going to be much better. Probably be a little worse. Amen. And I've told you this morning, this flesh ain't saved. Amen. Praise God, it's the soul of man. That inner part is saved. That inner part that belongs to God, that inner part he's going to call back to him one day. He's going to send his whole body back to the dust which it come, praise God. But that spirit that God gave us is going to go back to be with him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In just a little while, we're going to be with him, praise his name. But that, this outer part's got to be, praise God, reconditioned for it to make it to heaven. Made in the likeness of our Savior, praise God. Well, I'm glad for that. I'm glad I don't have to take this old carcass home with me, glory to God. I'm going to get a brand new body, just like Jesus one day. I'm going to get that glorified body, praise God, to roam around heaven in. Amen. What about that? You know, as we age and we get older, Brother Andrew, we get thinking about how feeble we get. Now, back when I was a younger man, I didn't think much about that, Brother Bill. But as you get older, you get to thinking about this old body, how it lets you down. I don't know about you, but I don't want to hang out with anybody that's going to let me down. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to hang out with that inner man. Praise God. That's loved by Jesus. That's kept by him. That's perfect in him. Praise God, like he is. And one day I'm going to fly out of here, praise God, and I'm going to go be with him where he's at. Amen. Lay this old body of clay down. Praise his holy name. That outer conduct versus that inner man. Amen. That one that's clean, that God can clean up. You say, how does he do it? By regeneration of the heart. Amen. It takes a regeneration of the heart to make a difference. You have to have a heart change, a heart transplant. He said, I'll take that old stony heart out. He said, I'll put you in a heart of flesh, a heart of feelings, a heart of love, a heart of compassion, praise God, for the brethren. Amen. So how you know you're saved? Because you love the brethren. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You love brothers and sisters in Christ. Somebody asked you this morning, what is a brethren? It's brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Those that's been born again. Amen. And when you get regenerated, the regeneration heart, it transforms the whole body. Amen. The first thing, the first necessary part is to be born again. What Jesus tell Nicodemus? Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, verse 7, the last part of that. He said, you must be born again. Amen. Praise God. A starting point, praise God, is to be cleansed from the inside. Praise God, to be born again in Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the first things that has to happen to be a child of God. When we get this thing in perspective and first things first, begin to be first, praise God, then God begins to get the glory. We begin to realize how great and marvelous he is and just how sorry and no account we are. He said, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Why, I am one. Amen. I know how I would be. I know where I'd be without the Lord. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad he come to where I was. Amen. He reached down further than I could reach up, and he got a hold of me, praise God, and he pulled me up out of that old miry clay and was sucking me down and a holding me down and a bogging me down just like it was you, praise God. But he pulled me up out of there and he cleaned me up, put my feet upon a solid foundation. Amen. I ain't sinking no more. When this old world trips me up, praise God, Jesus is there to catch me. Amen. I'm trusting in faith that he will. What took place through regeneration of my soul, praise God, he cleaned up the outside and he's transforming he cleaned up the inside and he's transforming the outside. Making likeness His glorified body. Praise His holy name. Bless His glory. Ain't you glad God does that for you? Amen. My sins are washed away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He washed me away. John said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, He said, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Praise God, the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed me from all sin. Praise God. You say, preacher, now you don't sin. Yeah, I do. But He said, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Praise God. When I mess up, I call on Him. Hey, listen to me. When I mess up, when you mess up, it don't take you 2 or 3 days to realize it. Amen. It don't take you but just a minute, praise God, to realize you already messed up. If you'll listen to the Lord, praise God, He'll stop you before you get too far along. Amen. When these temptations become sin, hello? Amen. Praise God. But he that knoweth do right, doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. Praise God. And if we'll just turn to the Lord and we'll trust in Him before we get that far. Amen. But you do that through regeneration, through righteousness, through into the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're trusting His righteousness, not ours. Our righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. Amen. I told you I didn't know what that was until I went to Israel. And they was the rags they used to bind up the wounds of lepers that could never be used again. They had to be discarded and thrown away. He said, that's what our righteousness is. But we're trusting in the righteousness, the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. A perfect, sinless Savior. You said, Jesus never sinned, never once. Amen. He never sinned. You say, well, when he was 100% God and he was 100% man and he walked in this world, praise God, as a human being just like me and you without sin in his life. He marched through here victorious. Glory be to God. Amen. And because He did, we can too. And we trust in Him. Praise God, what He's already accomplished. He's already overcome every obstacle face. He's already overcome every temptation you face. What we got to do is just do like Jesus did when He was tempted of the devil. Praise God. After 40 days of fasting, He was weak. The devil come to Him just like He does to me and to you. And He tempts us. Praise God. But what we got to do is say, hey, listen, devil. Listen, I want to just tell you what the Father says. Amen. Say, what happened? You stay with God. Amen. Stay with the Lord, praise God, and He'll help you to live like cleaning, praise God, cleaning that cup on the inside. Praise God, it'll be clean on the outside. Amen. We just try to polish stuff on the outside, it'll be filthy on the inside. Amen. So we gotta trust in the Lord. Like first things first. Amen. First thing you gotta do is cast that beam out of her eye. That's what He told the Pharisees. He said, you got to get that beam out of your eye. And then you'll see, praise God, to get that mold out of your brother's eye, your neighbor's eye, your loved one's eye, your people's eye, those people around your eye. Amen. If you look over at Matthew chapter number 7, the Bible says in verse 4, He says this. He said, oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite. He said, first, now watch this. He said, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote that out of thy brother's eye. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, when we begin to realize, amen. You know what? If we ain't careful though, we begin to busy ourselves with fault finding and criticism of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We start looking and picking out the little things on them. Praise God. And we forget about who we are. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm going to find faults. I have to look at me first. Hey, I'm full of them. Amen. If we get to looking at ourselves, praise God, we'll think about our brother says Christ, praise God, is as super science. Amen. When we get to looking at ourselves, and when we get to the point that we're not too busy finding fault finding criticism of the brother. Amen. We'll take a little old small errors that's in our brother and sister's life and we make them a great big thing, but we don't realize the great big errors that's in our life. The things that we do, that you do, and I do, that's contrary to the Word of God. The contrary to His righteousness. Amen. James says this in chapter 4, verse 11. He said, speak not evil one of another. Amen. We are, praise God, Mama used to say, if you don't have something good to say, don't say nothing at all. Amen. She used to make us try to practice that on my brothers and sister. Amen. She said, I don't want to hear anything bad out of your mouth. You can't say something good to your brother. Your sister said, don't say nothing. Amen. Yeah, that was trial. Amen. There was a conflict in that. Amen. We like to pick at each other. Have you ever noticed how brother and sister like to cut each other down? They like to tear up. It's just the nature. It's what we do. Amen. This old flesh that we live, because the inside's not clean. That's why. Amen. And we begin to pick at each other. And we begin to look at little old nitpicky things to tell mama about. Mama, did you see what he did? Amen. That always turned around on me because they'd say, I had all three of them gang up in and they said, let me tell you what he did. Amen. But he said, if we're at that point, he said, we can't see the error in our own lives. See, God's given us a warning against that. He's given us a warning about having a critical and a fault-finding spirit. A critical and a fault-finding attitude, praise God, for the brethren. It's easy to find fault. Hey, man, you just look at me for a few minutes and, hey, praise God, you can make a whole list. Hey, praise God, before service next time, you can have a list, you can pass out, and everybody have it. Amen. Look at Pastor Jeff. Amen. Praise God. We'll just make you a list of it. All his faults and shortcomings. Amen. Times he messes up. Praise God. Things he ought to do that he don't do. The things he should remember that he forgets. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you can make a book out of them. Amen. But praise God, you get to, but what we got to do, Bible says, we get to pray for each other. Bob James said, we need to get to, instead of speaking evil against each other, we get to pray each other, lift each other up, praise God. God begins to do a work in us. Amen. Praise God. Well, he performs a miracle in you, praise God. Makes you into what he'd have you be. And the next thing you know, you're all shouting it out. Amen. Praise God. You say, Pastor Jeff, don't mess up like he used to. Amen. He's doing better now. Praise God. He said, we all got to praying for him. It seems like he's a little bit better. Praise God. He got out of that mental fog. Praise God. Let's not feel like I'm still running COVID sometimes. Amen. You know what I'm talking about if you had it. Amen. But God Almighty get glory if we let him. Amen. When we put first things first, we begin to realize that God has a way of making things happen. Hey, praise God. When we clean that cup up on the inside, when we begin to get that mold out of our own eye, that beam out of our own eye, praise God, then we can get that mold out of our neighbor's eye. Amen. And then we can pray it out. Amen. Praise God. You go trying to pluck it out, you'll put their eye out. Amen. But glory out of God, but glory, your eyes a sensitive thing. Amen. Praise God. It's a sensitive thing. We got to be careful with it. Praise the Lord. They said, we got to clean up that inside of that cup. He said, we got to get that mold out of our own eye, that big old beam that's sticking out of our face, so that we can help get that mold out of our neighbor's eye, our friend's eye, our loved one's eye, our brother or sister's eye. Amen. Praise God. First thing first, we got to commit ourselves to the Lord. Amen. The only way to make that happen is make a commitment. You know what's lacking in churches today? We don't have a commitment to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. We got to have a commitment. The church at Macedonia, when Paul was preaching them, you know how they made a difference, how they were able to help the brother? It's because they had made a commitment to the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's just start at verse number 1. It says, verse number 1, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit the grace of God bestowed the churches of Macedonia. How that in the great trial of affliction and abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches, their liberality. For to their power I bear record. Yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Now watch this. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gifts and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. You want to see what happened here, praise God. Macedonia, the people of Macedonia, the secret to their giving, praise God, was giving themselves to the Lord. That's how they became given people. They gave themselves to the Lord first. They put themselves in the hands of God first. And God began to make a difference in their lives. That's the secret to give. You preacher, you preaching on tithing? I ain't saying a word about tithing. I'm talking about giving to the Lord, praise God. Giving to God Almighty because He first loved us. You say, how did He do it? He said, it come by way of the will of God. Amen. That God would take us and touch us and clean us up and modify us from what we used to be. By the transforming and renewing of the mind, God Almighty moves in, praise God. When He changes your heart, everything else is changed too. Amen. Amen. You get a new gear. Amen. You get a giddy-up gear. Hey, so a boy used to work for me, and he wasn't real good, but he wasn't real fast. We was in a bind one day, and I told him, I said, brother, I said, could you grab another gear today? He said, we're in a bind. He said, preacher said, if you don't like this one, said, you'll hate the next one. I just went on my way. I thought, oh, well, it is what it is. Amen. Done good work. He just wasn't real fast. Amen. Praise God. The thing is to get the job done. Amen. But praise God, when we do it, it's under the Lord. The Bible says we do all things as under the Lord. And if we do it by the will of God, praise God, it makes a difference. Amen. Yeah. Giving, praise God, you know what? Giving by the outflow, praise God, giving of the is the outflow of that's inward, given inward to us from God. That's what motivates, that's what moves us along, that's what encourages our hearts. Praise God. It's cultivated. Amen. It starts, it moves us. It starts, praise God. The Bible says it's cultivated and starts at home. Amen. It starts at home. All this starts at home. It starts at your house and my house.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Praise God. We can't expect to get it at the church house if we don't want it at our house.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If we get it at church house, we ought to take it to our house.
Amen.
Bible says piety starts at home. 1 Timothy 5:4. He said, let them learn first to show piety at home. Amen. Praise God, to show that person. He said, that's that godliness and reverence, praise God, that you and I need to have. Amen, to serve the Lord like we should. You say, well, what is piety, praise God? It's that religious quality that we should have for Christ. The quality of our religion. Amen. There's a whole lot of religion that's sent a whole lot of people to hell.
Amen.
But praise God, there's a quality of religion. There's a religion, a reverence to God, praise the Lord, that we need to have.
Amen.
And when we start putting first things first, this begins to line up and we begin to see the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
We see God begin to do for us, praise God, what He wants to do. Amen. Praise God that He gets glory out of. Not what we would want. Praise the Lord. But you know what? That kind of lines up if we're on the same page. Amen. Our will ought to be according to His will. Amen. Somebody said this morning, I thank God for unanswered prayers. Amen. Praise God, I want those things that will bring glory and honor to God. If it won't bring glory and honor to Him, praise the Lord, please don't answer it. You say, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. I will. Amen. Praise God, I want God to get glory out of everything that I do for Him. Amen. So to cultivate the grace of God, to cultivate piety at home, praise the Lord, it starts at your house and my house. That's where it makes a difference. That's where God begins to come in and show us His grace and His mercy and His love. Amen. Where we can begin to love and encourage each other. Praise God. That's where it starts. You know, that's the hardest place. That's the hardest place to show your Christianity. Amen. Is at your house. Everybody at your house knows how you are. You ain't fooling them. Amen. It's hard, praise God. And when you get the real thing, praise the Lord, and you're excited about it, praise God, that's where you'll get the biggest damper for your faith. They'll want to quench that fire if you ain't careful. Amen. You just got to set them down, take them by the hand, and say, listen, I love you, and I love you, and I thank God for you, but I love Jesus. Amen. There's something took place down in my heart, praise God, that's took priority. It took precedence. Amen. He's first and you're second, praise God, and His church and the Word of God. Amen. It all falls into perspective. But Jesus Christ, the Lord, He is first and foremost.
Amen.
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 I love Him because He first loved me, but you know what? He loves you too.
Amen.
He loves you and cares for you just like He does me.
Amen.
And He said what He's telling us is we've got to learn to love Him so we can learn to love each other. Without the love of Christ, you can't show love. Without the Christ, the love of Christ, you can't know love.
Amen.
You don't know what it is. But praise God, with Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, praise God, you begin to see firsthand what love is. So Paul was telling them here, praise God, he said that love is what gives us that. Love is what gives us encouragement. Love is what gives us direction. James said love is what makes the difference in our life. Timothy said love is what sets things in order. Amen. There's order to all this. He says first things first. That's why he would say in Matthew chapter 6, I read it, you're hearing tonight. Praise God, in Matthew 6 and 33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. You say, preacher, what things? I'm talking about, you said food and raiment and clothing and house and roof overhead, all those things that he says that the Gentiles seek. Amen. He said, shall be added unto you. But I want to say more than more than just food and clothing and raiment and a roof over your head. He said far more than that. He said if you seek first the kingdom of God, first things first. Then God said in His righteousness and all these things. What things you talk about, Pastor? I'm talking about these things I've told you about tonight. Amen. He said if we'll clean up the cup from the inside. He said if we'll get that beam out of our own eye. He said, if we'll commit ourselves to God, if you'll commit yourself to God. He said, if you'll show piety at home first. He said, praise God. Seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Every one of these things will come to pass in your life. And you can stand up here, praise God, sing at the top of your lungs. Victory in Jesus, praise God, and mean it in your heart. Amen. Praise. Get beside yourself and say, glory, hallelujah. I didn't used to have it, but now I got it, and I'm glad I do. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, you can get a whole lot of things in this world. You can get things in this world that won't wash off with Ajax, but I'm glad I got something down my soul, Brother Robert. That's better than any of that. Glory, hallelujah. I got Jesus Christ, my Savior. I got victory in Jesus in the righteousness of God Almighty. And praise God, He's adding all these things to me. I'm excited about it. Amen. Praise God. I'm not what I used to be, but I'm not what I'm going to be. Praise God. You say, what are you, preacher? I'm a work in progress, just like you. I'm excited. I'm expecting God to do a marvelous work in me and a marvelous work in you. You say, how do you get it? By putting first things first. I told you a while back, I've told you a bunch of times, praise God, priority. Because priorities is oxymoron. There ain't no such thing as priorities. There's a priority that's first and foremost. Then everything else. You say, how do you get that? Do you believe that? The Bible says it right here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. He said, when you prioritize a righteousness with God, a walk with God, put first the kingdom of God, praise God. He said, everything else God adds to you. Amen. When that's your priority, He said, God will make it to everything else just starts falling in place. Amen. Now listen to me. It might not fall in place just exactly in the order that you would think. But your thinking and God's thinking is two different thinking. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows what you need. He knows what will bring glory to His name. He knows what you can handle today. And He knows what you couldn't stand to be counted with. Amen. And He's there to bless you and help you and add to you those things that will encourage your life. And so you can just stay with Christ. He said, if you will seek, but seek ye, that's you, that's me, that's you, that's us. The kingdom of God. Amen. That spiritual kingdom. Amen. I'm not talking about following some old politician here in this world, praise God. They'll lead you straight. They lie like dogs. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's given us absolute truth, absolutely. He said if we'll believe Him, He'll lead us, praise God, and one day He'll carry us off into glory. We'll be in heaven. We'll be with the Lord, praise God. There shall we ever be. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? But we got to put first things first. We got to get our priority in order. We got to seek the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom. Got to seek Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Praise God. And He said all these things, everything else, everything you need, food, clothing, raiment, a home, over a roof over your head. Praise God will add unto you. He said, when you come to faith, come in faith, believing. He said, but the hard part is the faith. That's why He would say up here in verse 30, He said, oh, you have little faith. Amen. You say, well, I don't have this stuff. He said, you don't have it because you ain't asked. Amen. He said, if you ask anything according to His will, you shall receive. He said, if you ask believing, you shall receive. Amen. He said, if you ask anything in My name, you shall receive. Amen. If there's any slackness, it ain't on Jesus' part. It's on mine and your part. Amen. If we'll seek first the things of God, first things first, God will begin to add to us. And it'll blow your mind. Amen. I've seen God do miracles in our lives. Me and Teresa started to go off a few years ago, first time I got to go to Israel. It wasn't Teresa didn't get to go with me the first time, but I started to go to Israel. And they told us, well, what you need, got everything together, got everything paid for. But they said you need to take $100 and just like $1 bills, because everything over is like two American dollars. So you need $100, just cash money, to take with you. I got everything paid, but I was out. I was empty. I'd had nothing. And they was two little old ladies at Coles Cove Baptist Church. And they got together and they put in the mail, Brother Bill, and they sent me $100. The two days before I was supposed to go off on that trip, they sent the money I needed for that extra money they said I need to take. Two little old ladies that didn't have a whole lot, but praise God, they loved this little preacher and they wanted me to go. They wanted me to be, so, and praise God, they said, they didn't know, nobody knew that. I'd said, told nobody about that. Yeah. But God. Amen. I went out there and opened the mailbox, pulled down, and there was that money. They'd sent me $100, exactly $100. That finished that trip. Give me what I needed. He said, them little old ladies done that? No, God did that. Amen. God did that. You say, you said, preacher, I wouldn't have took the last of them little old ladies' money. Praise God. Hey, listen, I guarantee you God give them back tenfold. Amen. They give from their heart. They give out a heart of love. Amen. First thing first, praise God, they said, you know what? We're just going to send that. We're going to just help that little old preacher just a little bit. We loved them. Praise God. We took care of them. We had our van sometime. We'd go get them. If they wanted to go to church, we'd go get them. We'd bring them to church. They couldn't drive. We carry them back and forth. We loved on them little old ladies, and they loved us back. And they showed that love, praise God. Why? Because first things first, the righteousness of God and the love of God shed abroad in hearts. Amen. It makes a difference. Amen. It gets helped us when we realize we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What's right in the, not our righteousness, but what's right in the eyes of God. And God begins to make a difference. Things begin to add up. Amen.